Intro. This lesson walks you through a practical Ableton Live 12 workflow to create a D-Bridge-style layered clap that flips into ghost hits and sits with your snare for a dark 90s drum and bass vibe. We'll build three layers, meet, flip, and air, process and route them with stock devices, and arrange flips across intro, build and drop sections so they read like classic dark DNB. This is an intermediate workflow focused on layering, micro-editing, routing, and automation. What you'll build, you'll create. A tight meat clap for the snare stack, a reversed or pitch automated flip that leads into the snare, an ANR/textural layer with gated reverb and subtle grime. You'll also assemble arrangement patterns and group processing to keep the clap dark, tight and punchy. Preparation. Bring a material, start a new Live 12 set at around 170-176 BPM with your kick and snare in place, or import a basic DNB loop. Drag three clap samples into session view or onto a new audio track and label them. Clap meet, clap flip, clap air. Layer 1. Clap meet. Solid transient, load clap meet into simpler in classic mode or sampler if you prefer. Keep attack very short, 0 to 3 milliseconds, and decay tight, roughly 80 to 120 milliseconds. Add a low pass at 6-7 kHz with a 12 dB slope to tame brittle highs, and transpose by 0 to 2 semitones to taste for weight. Place this on your snare lane, the main hits on beats 2 and 4, and prepare to group it with other snare elements. Processing meet, route clap meet to a group channel called clap group. On that bus, insert EQ8, high pass at 100 Hz, a gentle bell boost around 200-400 Hz plus 1.5 to plus 2.5 dB, and a small cut at 3-6 kHz if needed. Drum bus. Drive at 2-4, slightly increase transient to emphasize attack. Lu compressor after drum bus. Low ratio around 2:1, attack 110 ms, release near 200 ms, targeting 1-3 dB of gain reduction to glue layers. Layer 2. Clap flip. The flip load clap flip to an audio track. Duplicate the clip so you have a working region. Then duplicate again and enable reverse on the duplicate. Move the reversed clip earlier by about a 1/16 to 1/8 note so the transient rushes into the original clap. That pre-slap effect is the core flip technique. For harder flips, consolidate a reverse take and drop it into simpler or sampler. Use sample start automation or warp markers to isolate tiny fragments, 1/32 to 1/16 in length, and map those to MIDI for stuttered flips. Add a pitch envelope in simpler or automate transpose on the clip to create descending motion. 2 to 6 semitones over 60 to 120 milliseconds works well. Processing clap flip, send clap flip to clap group, or a dedicated return with parallel processing, EQ8. Narrow cut at 3-5 kHz to darken. Saturator. Soft sine with 1-2 dB drive, or add drum bus warmth. Hybrid reverb, short decay between 0.2 and 0.8 seconds. Small pre-delay 620 ms, diffusion low. Use gated reverb. Put reverb on a return and automate the send so the reverb appears only briefly before the snare. Optional. Beat repeat for stutters. Interval 1/32 to 1/16. Low chance. Automate for variation. Layer 3. Clap air. Texture and darkness, load clap air into simpler. High pass around 200-300 Hz and low pass near 6 kHz to keep mid-air texture. Add grain delay or small redux for grime. Widen with utility to 120-150%, but keep in mind phase. Manage width with mid/side routing if necessary. Glue and variations, duplicate the clap group track to create quick/B variations. Clap group dark, notch 4-6 kHz and increase drum bus drive. Clap group wide, more AIR level, higher hybrid reverb send and wider utility. Group these into a clap master and insert multiband dynamics if needed to tame low mids. A light glue compressor to unify the group. Sidechain compression keyed from the kick to duck the clap's low end and keep the kick dominant. Arrangement. Where to place the flip pattern ideas at 170-176 BPM. Drop. Meet on beats 2 and 4. Flip reversed pre-roll 1/16, 1/8 before the snare. AIR on every second snare for motion. Intro/break. Use flip with repeated stutter phrases and low pass sweeps to build tension. Build. Gradually increase flip reverb and saturation. Shorten reverb decay as you tighten toward the draw. Automations to emphasize darkness. Automate clap master EQ low pass cutoff during builds to sweep darker. Automate flip reverb send to create gated swells that vanish on the drop. Slightly modulate the simpler pitch envelope depth, between sections so flips evolve rather than repeat. Micro-editing and humanization use the groove pool to add a 90s off-grid feel. Try a moderate swing preset or 16C style. Apply timing between 10 and 40% and quantize to 1/16. Apply groove more to meet than flip so the flip leads rhythmically. Micro nudge meet by plus or minus 3 to 12 ms occasionally to mimic live handclap timing, and increase darkness via tiny timing offsets. Mix check and final touches check phase when layering. Invert phase with utility if peaks cancel. On Clapmaster, notch to 4KHC if things are too bright and add a subtle gated stereo reverb on a dedicated return for that 90s vibe. Bounce or freeze CPU-heavy processing like beat repeat or grain delay to prevent session strain. Common mistakes to avoid: reverb that's too long on flips will smear the snare. Keep it short or gated. Overlayering without checking phase can cause cancellation. Always solo layers and flip phase if needed. Don't let the flip repeat and change to every bar. Automate pitch, filter, or sends to preserve tension. Avoid too much high-frequency energy. Reduce top end to keep the dark tone. Remember sidechaining from the kick so claps don't crowd the low mid. Pro tip: samplers pitch envelope often sounds more natural than clip transpose for flips. Duplicate flipped clips and offset small reverse slash transient positions per bar for evolving texture. A short pre-delay on the flip's reverb, 10 to 40 ms. Gives a quick suck in before the hit. Use hybrid reverb early reflections to simulate gated room size. Automate tail or send to gate the effect. Automate beat repeats chance to make stutters feel unpredictable in drops. Freeze and flatten complex chains, then lightly compress the printed audio to permanently glue flips into the arrangement. Mini practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes 1. Load a drum loop at 174 BPM with snare on 2 and 4. 2. Create meet, flip, and IR using simpler EQ8, drum bus, and hybrid reverb. 3. Make a reversed flip that lands 1/16 before the snare, and add a minus 4 semitone pitch envelope. 4. Group the three layers and add a glue compressor with about 1/3 dB gain reduction. 5. Arrange. Intro bars 1/8 flip only with reverb pushes. Build 9/16 increase flip send and occasional beat repeat. Drop 17/24 all layers tight and reverb send off. 6. Export the 8-bar loop and compare with and without the flip. Listen for differences in tension and darkness. Recap: you now have a complete workflow to create a D-Bridge style flip clap in Ableton Live 12. Build a tight meat layer, craft a reversed or pitch-swept flip with timing and reverb automation, add an AIR texture layer, and route everything through a group for glue and sidechain. Use short-gated reverbs, subtle distortion, pitch envelopes, micro-timing nudges, and careful EQ to lock the clap into a dark, atmospheric DNB mix. Closing mindset: think of the flip as an instrument that cues the ear and creates motion. Design layers with separation in mind. One for attack, one for motion, one for air, and use disciplined resampling and macros to iterate quickly. That's how you get a dark, 90s-inspired clap that reads across the arrangement without getting lost in processing.